Kof Elul, Friday the 4th of September, Rabbi Gavriel Sassoon, Belief in God and Strength.
Parsha, we have a new bris with Hashem that makes the consequence of action much greater. If you do the mitzvahs, we'll have tremendous brachas, and if you do the averes, we'll have tremendous klalos. And we read this before Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvahim always read before Rosh Hashanah, so Kitav always one before. Because we have to know that action has consequences. The Gemara says, though, we paskin that there's no schar mitzvah in olam hazeh. So how could we understand this parsha? If there's no schar mitzvah, then we shouldn't get rewarded for doing the right thing and punished for doing the wrong things. The union of mitzvah is only in Olam Haba. So the Rambam explains in Hilchos Tshuva that all the reward we get in this world is so that we could oved Hashem properly. So that all the brachas are there so we have time to develop ourselves, develop our minds, the Oved Hashem, and not be distracted by the problems of life. And if we do averes, we lose our opportunity to earn Olam Haba. We lose our opportunity how? We have less wealth, less health, and we get distracted by problems of life. So, you cannot earn Olam Haba. You're distracted. You have to deal with things that don't make you grow as a person. He says, "We're mitzapeh for yamot the Mashiach." Why? Because when Mashiach comes, all the nations would be under our rule, and they won't bother us. They would work for us, and we'll be completely free in order to learn and to grow. Another thing he says, he also throws in there, is that the reward is for doing things besimcha, with joy, being oved Hashem besimcha. It's not for the mitzvah itself, but for the simcha that's in doing the mitzvah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says that all the brachas klalas are because you didn't be oved Hashem besimcha. You didn't do it besimcha. The Rambam is mashma that if you're not oved Hashem besimcha, then you're not being oved Hashem at all. It's not that you're doing a mitzvah and a better way to do it is with simcha. But if you don't do it with simcha, it's not even doing a mitzvah. You're just doing an action that you think is a mitzvah, but it's not. Because if the simcha is missing in it, then it's not a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? A mitzvah is something that connects the mitzvah to the mitzvah. It connects us to Hashem. We're connected to the infinite. And there's no greater simcha than being connected to Hashem. He's the ultimate good. He's the ultimate joy. He's the ultimate love there is. So if you're not obeyed Hashem b'simcha, with love, then you're not being obeyed Hashem because you're not connected to them. What is love? Love is when you overcome your boundaries and you connect to somebody else. With love, you're connected to another. So when you do a mitzvah with love, you connect it to Hashem. And that's the purpose of a mitzvah. But if there's no love involved in the mitzvah, you're not connected. I mean, Mela is not avodat Hashem. And the truth is, all the brachas come if you live this world, this life, olam hazeh, and not olam haba, olam hazeh, if it's a labor of love. If it's a labor of love, you're always connected to Hashem. You're always connected. Yaakov Avinu, we see, he worked for Rachel for 7 years. And it says that it only seemed like a few days. So how could it only seem like a few days? If he wants something so badly, each minute should seem like eternity. And not only that, we see that he worked so hard, Yaakov Avinu, for Rachel. Like when Laban chased him after he ran away, and he was complaining to Laban. He worked so hard, he was sweltering in the summer and freezing in the winter, and he did everything he could to save the sheep. So how does that only seem like a few days, such hard work, for 7 years? The answer is, because he did it with love. And when you do it with love, you could do anything. And when he did it with love, he was with Rachel. He loved Rachel. So when you work for love of Rachel, you're with her at the same time. I'll give you an example. When you go buy a gift for somebody that you love, you go to all the store shopping, see what he likes, what he doesn't like. If you don't love the person, it's a big tircha. Everything is a tircha. Everything is a schlep. But if you love the person, everything is joyous. And then you go buy wrapping paper, and then the ribbon, and then a card. What should you write in the card? Each step is a very joyous occasion. Why? Because each step you're thinking about the person that you love. How is he going to react? You're with that person. So when Yaakov was working for the sheep, he was with Rachel the whole time. So it only seemed like a few days. Because love connects. And that's why he worked with sheep. Sheep, Rachel in Hebrew, is a female sheep. So the process of being and working is the same as the outcome. So Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is the same thing. They're both Racha. Because the living Olam Hazeh is your Olam Haba. It's not two separate worlds. How you live this world is how you get your Olam Haba. That's what you're developing. So you love, you have the Oved Hashem with love. And it's a constant mitzvah. One of the 6 constant mitzvahs is to love Hashem. Because that's what Oved Hashem is telling you. We are only here to be Oved Hashem. And it's all for our own good. And we have brachas after brachas because everything becomes joyful. Nothing becomes hard. All the most difficult challenges, if you face it with love, you could accomplish. You could overcome. The Mishnah Berurah, he summarizes the 6 constant mitzvahs in the beginning. In Biur Halacha. And he says the opposite of loving Hashem is loving the pleasures of this world. That when one goes after the pleasures of this world and he forgets about Hashem, then you're not living life with love. Loving the pleasures of the world is really not love, it's really ta'ava. You say we love it. It's not. You're just really enjoying it, and it's lustful, and it's tava. But you connect to the wrong things, and that's where our nisyonos are. What are we going to choose? Are we going to choose what we see, what our body wants, and be comfortable? Or are we going to choose what our neshama wants? What's right, and grow. There's 2 ways to live this world. Either you could have fun and fulfill your ta'avot, or you could live with love and enjoy the world that way, which is on a much higher level. We have a body and a neshama. The body wants to be comfortable. It's made from mud. This is what the body seeks, is to be comfortable. So it looks for luxuries. It works hard for money because they think that's where the answer is. And Western society today is, you know, they don't see the spiritual aspect of humanity. It's all about the physical world. So they run from one pleasure to another, and of course they're not happy. And they look for the answer more in the physical world. Maybe this toy would make me happy now. Maybe going into a bigger home would make me happy. And of course, no one's ever happy. And they stop living with integrity to cut corners so they could get what they think they want, what their body needs, to enjoy the pleasures of this world. And Ron Ruff told me there's so many therapists today, a mental illness that comes because you don't live with integrity. You live a life that you think it's okay to be hefker and to run after the pleasures. And relationships deteriorate. People start to become selfish. And Ramchal calls this Olam Hazeh, this kind of looking at the world, as darkness, as Hoshech. What's darkness? You mistake. First, you don't see. And the second problem with darkness is you mistake one thing for another. So you think that's where the answer is. It's not. If Hashem wanted us to have this kind of life, He wouldn't have to make us different from the animals. The whole purpose of animals is Olam Hazeh, is food, clothing, or they don't need clothing, but, you know, survival and the physicality. We don't need more than an animalistic neshama. That's not where the purpose of life is. That way of living is Esav's way of living. What could he gain in Olam Hazeh? What can he reap from the world? There's no relationship. There's no relationship. It's all about yourself. And what Hashem made the world for is relationship. He made an other so he could relate to him. All the world was created. Everything was good. Was good. Tov. Only one thing was lo tov. That man was made without a wife. Why? It lacked relationship. If the whole purpose of the world is to have relationship with Hashem, and Hashem to have relationship with us, then it's lo tov for man to be alone. How is he going to learn relationship? It's all about love and giving in relationship. And that's the yisod of Torah, is after Recha Kamocha. It's relationship. Rashi says in Gemara Shabbos, when a ger came to Hillel HaZaken to ask him, teach me all of the Torah standing on one leg. What does it mean by standing on one leg? It means give me what's the fundamental idea that the Torah stands on. One principle. What's the main principle? From there he could understand everything else. So he says, don't do what's hateful unto you to others. Basically, the negative side after Recha Kamocha. And Rashi says, what's the Recha? He hints, what's the Recha? Recha is Hashem. Who's your best friend? Who was your father's friend? Who set up the whole system for you? Your friend is Hashem. And he gives another pshat. Recha is your friend Mamash. Because there's really no difference in the end. Because it's all about relationship. Either you relate to Hashem or relate to your friend. And the way you relate to your friend, it has to be the same way. Because a person is a Tzelem Elohim. So if you're lacking in loving Hashem, it'll come out in the lack of Ben Adam Lechavero as well. Because love is in you. It's how you look at the world. How you relate. How you connect. So you can't love Hashem and be cruel to people. It doesn't go. You're tricking yourself. You think you're such an Obed Hashem. You're not. If you don't respect others and love others and give to others. In relationship, one has to give of themselves. One has to be selfless. And that selflessness is what connects us to the infinite. Because the more you are selfless, the more of a clay you are for Hashem to come down. and to fill you up. But the more you're filled with yourself, the more you're selfish, the more you want to do for yourself, then there's much less love. It's yourself. It's not love anymore. It's your ego. That's not relationship. So the tzaddikim know that. They have a much better life than those that go around the world trying to accumulate things, going on all these trips, having all these experiences. Those are pleasures also, but it doesn't compare to the pleasure of love, the pleasure of connection, the pleasure of connecting to Hashem. And if everything is a labor of love and everything is done through love, life becomes so joyous. You get all the brachas. And if it's not done through love and simcha, then mimela, it's a klala. Because you're cut off. You won't have olam haba and you won't have olam hazeh. You're cut off. But when it's a labor of love, you enjoy. And mimela, the shefa comes. Because you attract the shefa. And people want to be with you. And it's midah keneged midah. It's anile dodi bedodi li is elo. It starts with us, ani le dodi. I am for Hashem, and then Hashem is for me. Why? Because it's midah keneged midah. Hashem relates to you exactly the way you relate to Him. You create your own reality. So now we come before Rosh Hashanah, when our portion for next year is decided. You see, what do we daven for? We daven for life. So the God of life is all about life. We want to live a full life. And Hashem wants to give us life. What is life if it's not growing, loving? And we get our din. Depending on how we fulfilled our potential, how much life we wanted in the past year. Did you really want life? You'll have more life. But if he saw you going after the pleasures of this world, is that life? That's not life. That's death. It's immediate gratification. That's not really joyful at all. You get cut off from Hashem. So you be nichtam lemisa, chas v'shalom, if that's how you look at the world and that's how you live. It's a day of life. The world was created on Rosh Hashanah and it gets recreated again every Rosh Hashanah. It's a day of din. It's a day of din because really we don't deserve anything. It's only Hashem's pure will to give us life so that He can relate to us. Creates the world. But there still is din in the fact that we all have a purpose in life. We all have a purpose. What's a purpose? To bring out Hashem's greatness, to bring out His glory. Each of us in our own way, depending on the gifts Hashem gives us. And He sees on Rosh Hashanah. How did he do last year? Did he care? Did he care enough? Rambam says, the Gemara actually says, everyone has to look at themselves, that it's half zakai and half chayav, half. It should be a beinoni. Why? Because you have to live with the consciousness that one mitzvah is going to tilt everything. One mitzvah could tilt your life. One mitzvah could tilt the nation, and one mitzvah could tilt the world to be zakai. And chas v'shalom the other way, one avera would push it to misa. What does that mean? That means that everything you do counts. You should be aware every single minute. You should live with the consciousness that everything you do counts. You have to care about life. You have to care to connect to Hashem. To grow. Because not caring is death. not caring and just giving up and just being comfortable is death. People work all year to go on vacation. And what do they go and do on vacation? They relax by the beach. Comfort. But they can't fall asleep at the beach, right? Then they miss the whole vacation. But that's death. You're not really living. Living is caring. Caring. But every act counts. That's life. You get infused with life and passion for living. And if you have that attitude, then Hashem says you want life, He'll give you life. He'll give you the rewards. It's not really rewards, He'll give you the tools so that you could live life on a higher level with less distraction. And if you don't want life, then you won't get life. And we see wealthy people year after year, they stay wealthy. And they're not tzaddikim, rishayim, wealthy. How could that be? Why does Hashem take it away? Because for them, wealth is death. They're getting din of wealth. It could be their death. They're using it for the wrong things. They're using it to be cruel. They're using it to fill up their desires instead of getting close to Hashem. And we see tzaddikim suffer. That's also a reason. So they could go to Olam Haba clean, and they grow from that suffering. But in general, if you want life, Hashem will give you life and give you the tools to live life. And if you don't want life, He'll give you distraction, so you won't live life. To live life, you need to be aware. It's Yom HaZikaron. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron. Day of awareness, of remembering. There's life depends on your awareness. The more awareness you have, the more life you have. The more conscious of what you're doing, the more life you have. If you go unconscious and just follow your body, that's unconsciousness and death. But you have to be aware. And everything you do has to be done with awareness. And that's life. And that's love. You're connected to Hashem. You do emet because it's emet. That's what Rambam says is love and life. And when you live like that, you have to live like everything is dependent on Hashem. You think about Hashem from the minute you wake up, like a man that's crazy about a woman he's in love with. That's how we have to live life. It's Yom HaZikaron, it's a day of awareness. Awareness gives us life. Brings Hashem down into the world. Depends on our awareness. Without awareness, Hashem is not here. It's cut off. Hashem is hidden. And in our generation, the biggest distraction that we have that cuts us off from Hashem and a deeper life of reflection and bringing Hashem down is the technology. The internet, the cell phones, the media. It cuts you off. It's a distraction. You're choosing death for yourself. Hashem doesn't have to give you problems. And the reason why it's such a destructive thing is it's easy. It's so easy. So you go after it. You could keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And you lose awareness and consciousness of what's important in life. You become brain dead. You get distracted. You're not connected to Hashem. We live in a generation that we are so cut off from Hashem that any mitzvah that we do with awareness to connect to Hashem is worth more now than it was ever. We could do things the biggest tzaddikim couldn't do because we're in such darkness. No one was tested like this before. So we're facing Yom HaDin. The world is recreated. What is our portion going to be? What is our chalek going to be in bringing out Hashem's glory? That depends on how much you want life. How much you want to reveal that greatness of Hashem. Everyone should have a ktiva v'chatima tova.